I'm a $10 cowboy. Maybe that's a fact. I got some inhibition that might be hope.
Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, tying one on. Kat, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. We have two towns this week we want to give a big old shout out to. One is Juneau, Alaska. I think this is busting our Alaska cherry here, Steve. Juneau, Alaska is an important port and gateway for many Alaska attractions, such as the Mendenhall Glacier and the Alaska State Capitol. Our other town is Canyon Lake, Texas. Canyon Lake is a reservoir there in the Guadalupe River in the Texas Hill Country. It was built back in, they started building in 1958. It was completed in 1964. I also want to give a big thoughts and prayers to the Duchess of Cambridge, Princess Catherine. She's going through a tough patch here with that cancer. And everybody who's dealt with cancer knows it's a battle. Giving y'all a big round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is the secret weapon here on the back porch. You know, vodka mixes well with just about anything except decisions. Today, I'm having a Kettle One vodka martini. Kettle One is the only thing Rush is good for these days. Kat, what you got?
I am having me a lovely salted caramel white Russian.
Wow. Sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right. We got a question today. What the hell's going on? Whenever we leave the house these days, people are coming at us from every direction trying to take our money. And I'm not talking about thieves, crooks, or robbers. I'm talking about big companies that already have big money. I'm going to lay out several examples here of what I'm talking about. First, we'll start with their visit to the new Ultra High Dollar Steakhouse that just opened out here on the west side of Richmond, Virginia. I'm not going to name it. It's called Perry's Steakhouse. And as soon as our asses hit the seat, here comes a waiter pushing his $15, $18 craft cocktails down our throat.
We know how to make our own.
Exactly. He goes, you know, don't you want the blah, 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 whatever it was called, made with the blah, blah, blah bourbon? And, you know, the waiter goes, it'll make you feel like you're the boss. Well, check it out, Sparky.
You were the boss that week, weren't you?
I like bourbon. I do bourbon. I'm doing bourbon quite a bit these days. But I came in there to eat. You know, I got this funny thing about, I hate to say, but when I drink, I just want to drink. And when I eat, I just want to eat. I don't like mixing the two. I want to taste my food. I know.
Me, on the other hand, I like a little Pinot Grigio.
Kat likes
some
a little wine.
So, I like a little wine with my food.
So Kat asks for a glass of Pinot. And the waiter goes, just doing his job now. He asked if Kat wanted a regular glass of wine, like the poor people, or does she want a generous pour? And we're like, a generous pour? I mean, really? That's what we're doing now? I mean, we're in this restaurant for like 2 minutes, and they're trying to take advantage of us right off the bat. It was kind of a put off. But anyway, we sat there and took it, and we actually enjoyed our meal. It was pretty good. Here's another example. Go to the grocery store. Like most people, you know, if you can, you go once or twice a week. Now, I'm not going to name the grocery store, It's called Publix with an X. And over and over and over. Did I say over three times?
All right. Let's keep going. Yourself. That's not good.
Over and over and over when we go in this grocery store, where the prices are already twice as high as they should be, which is pretty much across the board anywhere. When we go to checkout, they ask me if I want to donate to Feed More, which is a group out here that gives food to people who don't have anything. And nothing against the Feed More group. It's great.
They did raise $80,000, so...
Okay, so whatever.
People are donating that at that store.
Allegedly. So I say throw $2 or $3 on the bill. We go in there the next week. Get up to the checkout. Dude goes, do you want to donate to the Special Olympics? Nothing against the Special Olympics. I go, sure. I say throw, you know, whatever, $2 or $3 on the bill. But the thing is, this shit goes on and on and on. It's like every other visit when we go to this grocery store, they're after me. I mean, what are they doing? They're taking advantage of us.
Well, okay? we are charitable people, and we do give to charity. It's just not every single time we go get groceries.
Here's an idea. Why doesn't the big grocery store chain out of Florida that makes millions of dollars of profit every year, why don't they donate to Feed More and the Special Olympics or Books for Kids or whatever it is, instead of draining the customers? I mean, it's gotten to be just a little too much. Now, here's a good one. The reason I'm going on this rant, all this shit happened to me in like a 5 or 7 day period. It was like anytime I went, if I went anywhere to buy anything, goods or services, somebody was after my ass. And I'm like, I'm about ready to snap. All right, I go in Jersey Mike's. All right, everybody knows Jersey Mike's, at least on the East Coast, I guess. They got like the best subs in town. So I go in there, order the sub club. Little girl behind the counter goes, do you want to round up to help support? I don't even know what the hell it was.
Oh, I got hit on the app today to round up, and it was like 11 cents. I mean,
I go, my brain goes, damn, I can't even go in a sub shop and get a freaking Sando without somebody coming at me and doing what? Trying to take advantage of me. When is this shit going to stop? I mean, can we go anywhere without somebody going for the wallet? And speaking of trying to get a sub without being harassed, our daughter goes to the Subway down the road here. She puts her debit card in the little thingy. And the people working there at the Subway ask her how much tip she's going to give them. Really? Okay, Subway? All right, first off, Subway sucks, okay? No discussion needed, okay? Hopefully, this tip pressure from the Subway would turn customers off, and Subway can take their horrible product and just go away. I mean, I got a tip for them. Quit working at the Subway. We have a convenience store around here called 7-Eleven. Maybe you've heard of it, okay? What are the other quickie marts called around? Piggly Wigglies, the Kangaroos. It's all different kinds. They're all basically the same, but the 7-Elevens.
Fast Mart.
Yeah, they've been around forever. Now, this one out here now has instructed the cashiers to annoy you when you go in there now. Just say you go in there and you buy a cup of coffee. They go, would you like some donuts to go with your coffee? Just say you go in there and buy a pack of ciggies. They go, would you like a lighter to go with your ciggies? And I'm like, really? Is this where we're at now? You can't go in the freaking Quickie Mart without being harassed.
They're trying to anticipate all your needs, Steven.
I'm like, this. Like I said, this happened to me. I'm go everywhere, every time I turn around, somebody's trying to take my money. I'm like, what the is going on? I hate to bring this one up, but I'm going to drop it. Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts of America. Oh, all right, they camp out in front of the grocery stores and restaurants out here. Again, nothing against the Scouts, okay? I was one time. Nothing against it. And nobody touched me either. But here we go again. Okay, I'm trying to take my girl out for a meal at a restaurant, and I'm being asked by this little kid who wants me to buy some cookies or popcorn or whatever. Let's be real. Who doesn't like Girl Scout cookies? Okay, they're freaking awesome. And so, of course, I'm going to buy like 3 or 4 boxes. Thin Mint guy. Cat likes the Samoas or whatever those things are called. I think they got a new flav out this year. Now, the Boy Scouts, however, they run a different game. They're usually peddling popcorn. Everybody likes popcorn. But the Boy Scouts, they want like 18 bones for this little small-ass bag of popcorn. I got railed.
They're raising money, Steven.
I know, but I'm out. I already went to the grocery store, the convenience store, and the sub shop, and I have no more to give.
Scrooge.
Really? Again, I know. All you have to do, a lot of people out there, hundreds and thousands of listeners are saying, just say no, jackass. That's all you have to, just wave them off and go beat it. I don't want your shit. Get away. But like Kat just said, I'm a softy. She knows it. I can't say no. When people come at me, I just cave. I can't help it, you know. But again, the whole point of this little podcast thing is,
he left the restaurant from another door so he could avoid the Girl Scouts.
When does it stop? I don't want to leave the house. I know. I just want to just stay at the end of the cul-de-sac here and just tell everybody to go away. Because is it out of control? Am I wrong?
I think you did get hit rather heavy that weekend.
I don't know. Anywhere, everywhere we go here, somebody's trying to get in their wallet. Like I said, I've had just about enough of it. Which it is sad because some of these charities or organizations, they can use your money to do good things, but it's all ruined because they're just coming at you all the time, and it's just gotten to be a little bit too much. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. I need to take a sip. This week, it's Rita Moreno, 92 years old. She's still going from, you say it, Puerto Rico. Humacao?
Humacao.
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 That's close as we can get.
Right.
Rita Moreno, you young cats probably never heard of her, but awesome actress, dancer, singer, pretty much do it all.
She has an EGOT.
What's that?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Oh, wow. She was smoking hot back in the day, too. Check out Rita Moreno, young dudes.
First Hispanic woman to win an Oscar.
She's still hot at 92 years old.
Right.
She's graced the stage and screen for 8 decades. Like, first Latino woman to win an Oscar. Let's see. Let's name some of them. West Side Story.
Right.
Singing in the Rain.
The King and I.
She came from Puerto Rico and ended up in New York City in the 1930s.
Yeah, her parents divorced. Her mom moved to New York City and eventually remarried. Took the stepfather's surname.
Yeah.
Dance lessons. Started in Broadway when she was 13 years old.
Again, 8 decades of performing in front of people, because her talent, her looks, hard work.
Right.
She ended up in movies alongside the big dogs of that era.
Tumultuous relationship with Marlon Brando.
Off and on with the Brando. She did movies with Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, James Garner, and again, Marlon Brando. They acted together, and they did other things together. Off and on for years. That's right. Kind of wild. Brando saw some talent. I remember Rita Moreno was on a show when I was a kid, It was called The Electric Company.
Oh, I love the Electric
Company. It was back in our day, we only had four channels and sometimes Y, and it was an educational program on PBS.
Right.
The Electric Company.
It was like one step up from Sesame Street. Like,
or maybe a step down.
No, elementary school, I'm saying.
Oh, I got you. Age-wise. Okay. I watched it probably because of Rita. Like Kat said, Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, Tonys, received a Golden Globe, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is America's highest civilian honor. And that makes Rita Moreno one tough, awesome lady. Are we still watching stuff?
We are watching, and this is something we really enjoyed. Steve and I have always been a big fan of the director Guy Ritchie, whether or not he was married to Madonna or not.
His only fault.
Anyway, mostly his stuff has been in the theater, but he got signed a contract with Netflix.
And everybody.
He did a little short series called The Gentleman. It's about this guy who comes from Bucks. His father dies, and instead of giving the title and the castle and the whole deal, the estate to the older brother who's a coke fiend, he gives it to Eddie. And Eddie is quite the gentleman because previously he had been an officer there in the British Army. And he gets the estate, and he thinks, okay, that's cool. I've got to take care of this estate and take care of my mom and my sister and my cooked-up brother. And as he gets into it, he finds out that there's been a big industrial cannabis empire there.
There was a lot of weed on that show.
A lot of weed. Anyway, and as always with Guy Ritchie, there are always little syndicates and interesting characters.
Side stories.
Right.
And he uses, like, sort of, he's got his go-to characters he uses in his flicks.
Right.
I dig the guy.
And it was 8 episodes. And it was great because you got, you know, sometimes you could understand most of the English, but occasionally you'd have to, like, put the words up to get every single word. But it was a really good show, and I'm not the only one. It was been in the top 10 ever since it aired on Netflix, and I would give it a recommendation.
Guy Ritchie is too good for Netflix.
Of course, it's got the uber handsome star from The White Lotus, Theo James, as the lead
Young
character.
Young Buck.
Quite a handsome.
All right, what's it called again?
It's called The Gentleman.
Check it out on the flicks.
It's pretty good.
All right, did you come up with a shot this week?
Or yes, I did. And considering you just bashed the Girl Scouts, it's called the Dirty Girl Scouts.
I did not bash. I gave total props to the cookies of the Girl Scouts. I'm going to go buy some tomorrow.
It's called the Dirty Girl Scout.
Ooh, it does. You know what? It's kind of dirty greenish.
Yeah, it's Bailey's Irish Cream, of course, vodka, cream de mint, and you can also maybe put a little thin mint cookie next to it as a garnish.
Oh, you made this for me. I'm the thin mint guy.
You're a thin mint guy. So
all right, I'm going to down the Dirty Girl Scout. Is that what it's called?
The Dirty Girl Scout.
I didn't mean to say that. I swear. I'm not going to lie. All right, here, take the glass. All right, go over this shot again, because I'm not kidding. It tastes like a thin mint. Doesn't it, Kat?
It tastes exactly.
It does.
Like
I swear to God. This is a green concoction.
An ounce of Bailey's, an ounce of vodka, and an ounce of cream de mint.
Not that hard. Not really obscure ingredients.
No, you can find them.
And it's a murky green looking substance, but when you put it down, I swear it tastes like Girl Scouts, don't try this at home. All right. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
This week we were bumpered in with a cool cat named Charlie Crockett, 39 years young from San Benito, Texas. Charlie Crockett is a descendant of Davy Crockett.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's probably tired of hearing that because every time I hear his name mentioned, they go, he's a descendant of Davy Crockett.
Where's somebody yelling, where's your coon cap?
If you don't know who Davy Crockett is, young bucks out there, look him up. Pretty badass dude. Charlie Crockett grew up in a trailer park. Like, that's a bad thing. I mean, trailer parks have really upgraded these days.
There's an influencer from Lynchburg who lives in a trailer park and just constantly is beautifying her 1972 double wide.
People thought that was you know, a little lower end. Not anymore. They have mulch and flowers.
If this economy might be the way to go.
I'm all for it. Your neighbors are a little too close. That's the only bummer in the trailer park. But anyway, Charlie was there. No dad. Mom did it all. Was exposed to music by his uncle, who lived in the French Quarter of New Orleans. And I think he went and visited his uncle like during the summer or something. Right. And he just heard the music and saw what was going on.
Got the guitar from a pawn shop.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie Crockett is not one of those financially backed artists, you know, that are currently played on FM radio now, who get a laptop and get to sit in the air condition. And
he's not a Nashville creation.
Get to go to Starbucks and get a coffee and push a button and try to come up with a song. No, Charlie did it the hard way. He said, you know, F you to high school. Like Kat said, got
he
a
liked
guitar.
Curtis Mayfield and Nina Simone. I mean, he's got some.
Yeah, there's a little soul taste. in his songs, if you listen.
Gentleman has some taste.
Dude taught himself how to play, okay? Played on street corners in New Orleans, Dallas, and on the streets of Manhattan is where he was discovered by a representative from Sony Music.
He is on tour. His next will be the Grand Ole Opry, April 6th.
Yes.
But he will be at Floyd Fest, July 28th in Czech, Virginia.
Want
to do the road trip.
Roadie. Yeah, he's playing big venues now. He's finally blowing up. He's been at it for a little while. And again, dude, banging it out, playing an acoustic guitar on a street corner. And you call it fate, call it luck. I call it talent.
I think it's ironic. He had to go to NYC to go get discovered.
Yeah. Yep. Dude's old school. I like his look. He's got the cowboy hat, got the jeans. There's no flash, none of that. His lyrics are killer. Today we bumped in a song called $10 Cowboy. And this song kind of sums up Charlie Crockett, just doing what he does. And I like what he's doing. Check out Charlie Crockett wherever you get your music. We want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.
Already know that there never was a rider who couldn't be thrown. Even Billy McLean fell off a time or two. He was a $10 cowboy who looked a lot like you. I'm a $10